This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Chanukah tonight. Then a bissel Chanukah. I want to begin with the Gemara. The Gemara Shabbos, the famous Gemara. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Kahana Dorash Rav Nosson Bar Manyuma Mishmei de Rav Tanchum Ner Shel Chanukah Shehenicha Lemalom Nichof Amo Psula Kesuka Yikimavu. So Ner Chanukah, you need to be able to see it. Presume Niso Lemalom Nichof Amo. It's psula, you're not yetzer. The Gemara continues with an agarita. The Amar Rav Kahana, Darash of Nosim Bamanyuma Mishmei de Rav Tanchum, Mai Dichsiv, Vehabir Reik Ein Boy Moyim. By Yosef, when he was thrown into the pit, the Beir, Teira tells us, was empty. There was no water. It's redundant. It's pretty obvious. If it's reik, there's no water. Says the Gemara that the pasuk is trying to emphasize that mayim ein bei, avol nechashim v'akrabim yesh bei, shlangen. It has in it scorpions and snakes. The connection between these two Gemaras, as you do, everybody speaks about, what's the Shaykhis, why are these two Gemaras put together, Vikum Tarayim, Yosef, the Boyer, the Nechoshev Akrabim, in the middle of the Sugiv Chanukah. Alamu Dafin Lelman Pashup Shat. This is the Aleph base. First you have to know Pashup Shat. Isaiah told me, that the Chofetz Chaim was very makbir on pshatov. Notice a lot of his mishtabura, lekuti halachos is pshatov. It's based on a story. People don't know the story. Maybe today it's already printed. And when he was a little bachur, he got a faher from an Adam Gadol. And the Adam Gadol let him gefragt. He asked him about a Gemara, something, at the Angefangen, mit the Rishonim, mit Atos, mit Apshat. And the Adam Gadol was not happy. He said, yeah, but how do you read this word? How do you... So the Chafetz Chaim said, from then on, he was Mekabel, that fear lent me the posh to Teichver, to the posh Apshat. And he said to Yisoid, Madach, the embarrassment in front of this Adam Gadol, while I was only just yet a child, a little bachel, could you imagine, Mekumten Himmel, the Bechina, or Mevesa Shafilu, the Pashup Shats, he was always Mak Pram Pshatov. So in case I give you an entire shir, I don't tell you the Pshatov in the Gemara, but Mekumen Amin Tainus of Mishpeta. Are you talking? So Raman Lelman Pshatov, the Pashup Shat, of course, is Rav Kahana. They're both memories of Rav Kahana, Darash Rav Nosson Bar Manyuma, Mishmei de Rav Tanchum. So the Gemara put together these two memories. And the Fashteitzach, Darasach Mer in the Gemara, just randomly we took two memories from the same time and we put it together. Epis Likta, and Bistam over the years, you heard different Pshatim in it, and the most famous one is that it comes from the same Mekir of the Halacha, and that is that lemalim yichafam aloi shalta be'ena. When it's higher than 20, you can't see. So Rabbi Reik Reuven was trying to save him. So why did he throw him into a pit that has full of nechashim v'akrabim? When the teretz is, it was lower than 20, and we can go through the whole cheshbon now, misa, kedei lahamis, to throw in less 20, b'kitzah, he couldn't tell, and therefore we see. And here, even though the chayr it's going downwards 20, and here we're talking about going up, what?
20 what?
20 amas. If it's lemala michaf am, it's pasul, because you can't see. And we see the same thing by Reuven, by throwing him into the pit, he couldn't tell there was nechashim akram. Good, das zok de welt, das is mestamavis, das is heaven, by every drasha this Shabbos from Yerov. Shai. Okay, it's not a pilpul shir. You can anyway. It takes a few moments. Good, I got the hug. How do you know? That's okay. Chafam and misa, good. It's all good. Rabbi say, lamizagim vas mivil kumin dazag. What we come here to say? Okay, we came here to say how you say, and that is that there's another connection between the hashlacha, the fact that Yosef was thrown into the pit, and Chanukah. It's not about Reuven's not being able to see, but it's about Habay Reik, that he was thrown into the pit. Yosef, the mice of Yosef being thrown into the pit, is connected to Chanukah. There's Kumin and Zagin, ganz feine Drush, where's the connection? You gotta be a Darshan with a big imagination to put it together. Habay Sinita say, I want to tell you an interesting Eliyahu Rabbah. The Matimesha brings from the Maram in Rutenberg. We all know that this, that we have many parties on Chanukah, it's only Rishus. People don't know this because they make it into Achayv, Mamish, Adairaisa, more than other Dairaises. Mimuz gain of parties on Latkes and Chanukah. Good, okay, Abin Halachid, Nitaze Pashit. Shulchan Aruch, you learn. When Mistamis Mal Mitzvah sits in London, okay, I don't want to scare anybody away. Okay, I'll call upon him. Why? Because Ikis, like Kavu El Lahal Lahayda Isvalay Lamishte, Ulisimcha. Umayri Agayin Zal Kasab, the Fakert. It's a mitzvah to be Misameach, Lismayach. You're supposed to be happy, Achanik, Umishumachi, Kara Yantif, Hain Yimei Simche. Givaldika. Good. Chay pasuk Rambam shay, and then he brings a pellet to Gazak from Nagayus Mordechai. That where is the mekayir to make a suda a simcha on Chanukah? Balishtate in this week's parashas Miketz. B'tevayach tevach v'hachem. Yosef made a suda for his brothers when they came down to Mitzrayim. Tavoyach tevach v'ochei. He prepared a full catered meal. About a kosher meal, tevach was with the shechita. And this becomes the mekayir. Now, how do was after Shaykh's mit Chanukah? Zoktel v'tavoyach tevach v'ochein ois ches mitevach. Together with the word hochein is Chanukah. Rami Rutenberg, that the party, the Suda, is going to be a Chanukah party. That Yosef made a Suda for his brothers, Macht Menechit Asuda. And then he says, Grade Tavoyach Tevach Gematria Mem Dalit Kamaya Nevis. You know who brings us La Locha? Will your Rabbi? Well, Rabin Simon Tafrei Shayin Sivkat Yud brings this as a mekayir to make a suda on Chanukah. What's the connection between the suda of Yosef to the suda of Chanukah? I saw Rav David Kayin in his Sefer, his classic Sforim. He brings from the Megala Mukis that the Chol Nes Chanukah b'schusei shel Yosef. Yosef is connected strictly to Chanukah. Yosef mit Chanukah. No. What's the Shaykh is the Yosef? So you already start singing the Gemara though. That the Gemara puts together Chanukah mit Hashlachas Yosef el Abayim. And you see the Maram Rutenberg says that the Chanukah Yosef Megal Amukah says, well, Chanukah is Yosef. No. See, Greiser Reid Rabbi Sai, right? What's the Pashat of the hair? What's the Pashat Pshat? You know, the Rambam tells us that Chanukah is Yemei Simcha. It's days of Simcha. The Rambam in Chanukah, Peir Gimel, Alach Gimel, Umibnei Zeh Eskinu Chachomim, Shevei Sadash, Yishmoynes Hayom, Meila, Shetchilotzen, Meleel, Chamish, Shevei Sadash, Yemei Simcha, Vehalel. What is the Kvias over here of Yemei Simcha? So the emissaries. There's a lot of brisket tayr on it, a barrel set tayr on it. That Yemei Simcha means has a din yontif. It's a whole shayl if it has a din yontif. Moltes gewena alacha shivot hachareingegangen in them, if the shechiyonu on the hadlake. Is it on the maisa mitzvah of the hadlake, or is it on the yoyim, the yontif? So the first is Sharetzin. The Sharetzin is married already, the shayla. Sharetzin will fragen. If someone misses the shechiyonu, he misses the Shechiyanu B'Shas Adlake on the eighth day, when does he make the Shechiyanu, or does he B'chal make the Shechiyanu? And on the Sharetzin in the bottom, he declares, is the Shechiyanu on the Yoyim, because it's a Yontif, like other Yom Tovim. Umemela Oymer Afilu B'Shuk, you could say it even in the street. Oydilma, maybe no, the Shechiyanu has nothing to do with the Yontif, and maybe there's no Yontif, or maybe it's on the Adlake. Like I said, Voltes Gemena Allah Hashiv, Vot Min Gahati, Mizrach, Gute Reida, Der Sugya. But what does it mean that it's Yimei Simcha? Vaz Vilmenda. And Emes in the Gemara doesn't say the word Simcha. It's the famous question. The Gemara tells us, Shekavim Vasum Yam Toivim, Behalel, Beheida. Where did the Ramam get the word Simcha? Das is the Shailu Mas Aleph Red. So Rabbi say, till now we have our work cut out for us, so to speak. What's the Shaila? We see a connection between Chanukah and Yosef. That you see clearly in the Gemara, and you see it even more clear in the Oya Rabbah, quoting the Maram Rutenberg. But the Suda that Yosef made is Chanukah, while Yosef is Hatzatam at Chanukah. What does Yosef do with Chanukah? And what does it mean? That it's Yemei Simcha. What is the Lemaisa? Halacha lemaisa the Yemei Simcha. In Vash Del Tzachos, in what Nakuda is it Yemei Simcha? What's the Yemei Simcha? Every year is very happy on Chanukah. I told the person driving me in, I didn't expect to say it over, but since you reminded me, that the Sibis are, I once had my brother had a friend that was very unhappy. Extremely unhappy. Bacha Shemaisis. He was unhappy. So he went to Eretz Yisrael. So he asked my brother, Rabbi Avram, he lives in Farakaway. He says, I'm going into Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky. Can I ask a bracha about Atzvus to Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky? Shaykh such a thing. So my brother said, why not? You could ask Rabbi Chaim anything you want, I guess. Well, Favas is this. Kitze Zarain at the Chan Amerikanish Bacharu. He doesn't speak fluent Hebrew, so it sounded pretty awkward. He tells Reb Chaim, Ani Atzuv. He tells Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim opened up his eyes and looks at him. Atzuv? Halei Chanukah Hayoyim. Chanukah Hayoyim. That's all he had to say. The person told my brother, I've met him since then at Chasanas, and he told me, as well, he has never been depressed a day in his life since then. So you can make a Rebbe Shemaisif from them. A Rebbe Shazach. But that's not what this person saw. You know what this person saw? It's a Pashtis, Ayid, Simcha, Chanukah, Avaz, Vashishat, Nitshayach, Kein, Atzvus, Chanukah. And that's this Rambam, that the Kiveya, Yemei Simcha, it's a day of Simcha, Avaz. What's the pshat, Rabbi saying? The Rashiva Rabbi Yeruchim Shlita has a beautiful new sefer came out, I don't know, 2-3 years ago. He speaks about the Inyan Arichas, and he says a meiridik yisayt. He brings from the Chayvus Halvavus Shara Bitachin that the derech to Simcha is through Bitachin. If a person has Bitachin, he has Simcha. This will bring Simcha Shleima B'chayav. And he brings the pasuk from David HaMelech in Tilim, Ki ba yismach libeinu, ki b'shem kachay batachna. So you see clearly, Zabtachay v'es halvavis, Simcha is connected directly to bitachna. And then he brings a peledikazach from the Chay v'es halvavis, and the Seif of the Psich of Shar bitachin. What is the simcha of bitachin? The chal inyan she'atek elav. Anything that a person turns to Vimir Kenegativai, and this is something that is against his nature. He thinks to himself, this has to be good. But the Rebbeinu Shleilim will only do good. It's all good. And that's the bitachin. When the person realizes, just like a mother who has chemla to her child, so what is the ultimate bitachin? To look at the Rebbeinu Shleilam as if a mother taking care of the child. And he brings the pasuk from David HaMelech Vayta, B'chayvus HaLevavos, Tehillim Kuf Lamed Aleph Beis, and Loishavisi V'deimamti Nafshi, K'gamal Alei Imai, K'gamal Alei Nafshi. The Tegmul, it has to do with the way the mother weans the child. That's bitachin. Yata Maisa. Undas is Simcha. So the Rishiva Rav Yeruch wants to say, that's pshat in Yemei Simcha. Yemei Simcha is because Chanukah is very much about bitachin, as we will soon discuss. And bitachin means simcha. The person is happy. And thus is Yemei Simcha. As he says, Dr. Shiva, and he goes through a whole shmuz about bitachin and simcha. Abay say, Medem Efshekem and Zagin, every year we have, so to speak, almost a minik. But we explain a different taich in the piyut that we say, why bonecha? What is the hadgasha? What is the emphasis on the word bonecha? Why is it here, bonecha? According to what we're learning, it's Gamski Shmak, it's very clear, it's Mechuvr Kasimla, as they say, that the Bitochin was Rabin Biat Ma'atim, Tmei Biat Teherim, Meshem Biat Tzadikim. The only way they were able to go through the Ness of Chanukah without realizing, so to speak, the odds were against them. It took a tremendous Bitochin. And bitachin is kagama la'imai, as Aviam, a father, a mother takes care of the child. And so we're madgish in the Ness of Chanukah, Lanias Daiti, v'acha kach bo bonecha. There was a hadgasha, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, as Aviam kind, he does nothing, doesn't do anything. The father takes him mamish by the hand. If the child had, nothing would happen. It's all the Tata. The Tata takes care of it from the beginning till the end. And that is the Adgosha, that we're madgish in the Ness of Chanukah. Va'acha kach bo'u bonecho levir. They felt, as they claim a kinder, that the Tata was taking care of it. This, Chayr Rabbeisai, is the Adgosha of Chanukah. With this we can go back and explain the connection to Yosef, and to start with the connection that we brought to the when he was thrown into the bar. What's the Shaychus Chanukah to the when he was thrown into the bar? And the Teretz Rabbeisai is Yosef survived in the bar because of the Midah Bitachin only. It's a Mefurish Chazal. The Zayir says Ruvein. What was Reuven's cheshbin? La'atzilam miyadam. Says the Zayir, I don't understand. If there was nechashim v'akrabim in it, what was he thinking? So the Velt learns the pshat is because it was 20. No, my cheshbin aveitai. Come to learn it though, yeah? The Velt machtech the cheshbin that he didn't know. But you see from the Zayir, from the way the Zayir asked the Kasha, that he did know. Nu, Ravesai, Zog, Pshat. You'll see every shul, the Rav will get up and give you a drasha. Der shtikl teir. Now have der cheretz. Don't start throwing a zayar. I heard it. You listen, because it's grad the famous teira. I'm not giving you ammunition to attack the Rav and Shabbos. Bet the chacham. Yeah. But the nice in zayar shteit nitazay. The zayar zak, the pshat is that he didn't know. Fakir, that he didn't know. Excuse me, that he did know. In fact, the Zaya, so what's the pshat that he did it? Because he knew that they were there and he did it anyway. Latzila miyadam. And to put him in the hands of the Rebbeinu Shleim. Niflu no biyad Hashem al niflu biyad Adam. Better off in the hands of the Rebbeinu Shleim. The Arachayim speaks a little bit about this Indian. If he was Chayiv, he would get it. Famous Arachayim, controversial Arachayim. That if it's biyadam, they have Bechira. It was beyond them, they had Bechira. They could do it even if he's not Chayiv. Now they put him in the hand of the Eibishter, the what? If he's not Chayiv, he won't have it. Nefshekem and Zag, I made it, they could there. He put it into the hands of the Eibishter. And Yosef went into the pit. And soon I'm going to show you that this is Bechlal, the Mid of Yosef. This is what we see throughout Parshas Miketz, that Yosef's kayach was to have bitachin. I want to begin with an interesting B'nai Yisachar, very interesting. When Yosef was thrown into the pit, and when they took him out of the pit by the Midyanim, the Torah is madgish many times the word Yosef. Ayishluch has Yosef, they threw Yosef in. He says, we know who it is. Why does it have to repeat constantly over again and over again? This is a Meir de Kazakh. He says Yosef remained Yosef throughout the entire ordeal. The Torah is madgish. He never fell. Anandere vet ois mensch. Yiddish zakmin is ois mensch. Yosef's keach was that he was Yosef. And the lashon he uses is he was mekabele with emun and bitachin. He was mekabalit with emun and bitachin. And that emun and bitachin continued with him throughout his ordeal in Mitzrayim. I first want to discuss a little bit more Chanukah, and then we'll get back to Yosef. I think with this we can explain the difference between Chanukah and Purim. We all know it's Bigreid, Nachreinim, what's the difference? These are two Yom Tovim that are given to us to teach us. What are the two Yom Tovim? They stand for different Yesodis, obviously. So there's a lot of Torah, the chilah between Chanukah and Purim, Nefesh, Guf, famous Torah, that they try to destroy the Ruchnius, and in Purim they try to destroy the Gashmius. Good. Chanukah, it was about Bitach. They went to war. They were Beitech Bakodesh Baruch Hu. Purim was about the fasting and the tefillah, the davening. It's different nekudas. You know, we find by the Oz Yosher, by Shiras Hayom, Matitzaku Eli, Dabil b'nei Yisrael v'Yisrael, Dav Springen, Dav Gein, Rishayim HaMazbir, that there's two types of avoidus in different situations. Le'ace, it's not the time matitzaku to daven, it's a time to show bitachin. It's interesting, Abesai, that after Shiras Hayom, after the story with the Yamsuf, we have a Shira. Mikamoicha be'elam Hashem. It's interesting. Achanika, also we have Mikamoicha be'elam Hashem. It's very, very bedoyma. As a matter of fact, there's a Chassam Sofer in Masechta Shabbos that wants to say that Chanukah licht is deiraisa. It's a very big chiddush. Those that are in yeshivas, they should look into this a little bit. It's a very interesting. And Grada, it's not his own chiddush. If you look at the Yireyim and other Rishayim, their minor near Chanukah is one of the mitzvahs deiraisa. Yeah, it's according to the Yireyim, according to many Rishayim, it's one of the mitzvahs deiraisa. The Tayag mitzvahs is near Chanukah. hadn't Ner Chanukah, the Chatrabbanan Alei, wie kommt Ner Chanukah, so we could talk, like Sasur, the Rabbanan becomes a Derei, so we could talk about it. It's not the right form for it. But there's a Meir Digger Sam Seifer that says that it's a Kal V'chaima from Shiras Hayom. The Gemara says that there was a Kal V'chaima, right? Madach, when they went, Mi Abdus L'cheirus, no, Amru Shira, Nisa L'chaim is like Kalshkein. So he wants to say a Kal V'chaima is a Deiraisa. Kalachim is a deraisa. So it comes maybe every time, presumi nises and shastikl deraisa. Ayin shamda, lichsam seife, imasech the Shabbos. But what happened from them? Ameridiki said that there's a time for Shira. Interesting. They were kebe chanukah lahaydais ulahalel. There's a din, haydah, and halel. Purim, interesting, there's no halel grada. Very interesting. Santa Zach. Shainim talk about it's based on a Gemara, Kriyasa Zui Lula, that the actual reading of the Megillah is the Hallel. There's a famous Miri. If you don't have a Megillah, you should say Hallel. Okay. Abba Mekenzag and Abesai, just for time constraint, you'll work on it on your own time, as they say. Chanukah is a Zevi Shira, because the Pshat is, it's the Rebbeinu Shloilam. He did everything from beginning till the end. We did nothing. The Haidah is that it's all the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Kavum Bahalo Haidah. Purim, there was sign, there was tshuva, there was a lot of things that Yidden did. We did a lot of tshuva by Purim. Divyat Saimais, Vizakosam, it had a lot to do with that we davened. I don't even want to get into discussion. Is davening called the Ishtadlus? It's even Ishtadlus. Because since davening works, I did it. I'm saying a lot of things that they say, Me'akufya, these are key words and key yisaitis, and I don't have the time to go into them right now, but be'erech, more or less, Me'kenzogin, Chanukah, is l'hoideis l'halo, because we realize we had no hand in it. It's hot nishmetuns. It had nothing to do with us. It was Ram biyad ma'atim, Tmeim biyad tahirim, Rishayim biyad tzadikim. And the Meil Luchas, he's a shame, God will the Kaddish by Lamecha. It was a tremendous Kiddush Hashem, because it had nothing to do with us. There was no way to fataych any teva in it. Eh? Purim, teva, nes, teva. We can go into that whole Yisrael also. Chanukah, it was Lamalim in a teva. 8 days, the Maral, Chanukah is Milamalim in Ateva. As Imitzel et Chayin Redden, if he talked himself into it, that he had something to do with the Nesach Chanukah, as Lobe said, something's wrong with him. Purim Daf, but now I pretend that it has, you know, that it has nothing to do with you. It's not about Esther, it wasn't about Mordechai, but Chanukah is Lamalim in Ateva. Eight is always Lamalim in Ateva, and I'm throwing out a lot of different Yisaitis. Okay? Now you ready for the biggest chiddush of all? Mistaman Shabbos, you're going to hear from your Rav or your Rosh Hashiva. I don't want to get into any issues here. Okay, whatever it is, your Meir Derech or your Chmeizva, whatever you'll hear. Okay, why 8 days? Where did the 8 days come from? Normally, I'm tithing my 7 days. I just told you a maral, and you'll hear this maral. Malam in a teva, seven is teva, 7 days in a week. Okay. I want to tell you a meir dikazach, pele dikazach. And if you like halacha, the chashulchan brings it down. Okay. It begins with an interesting Rimel Unil. Rimel Unil says, why is there 8 days? Because it has to do with Sukkos. Yes, I started with Yosem and Reinga Fun in Sukkos. Huh? It's a Reikeach also. The Reikeach, the Balaturim in Pashas Emor, Chavdalit Bey, says that V'yikhu Elecho Shem and Zayis is next to Sukkah, Sachaga Sukkos Tatzalacha, because Chanukah has to do with Sukkos. Harap Alamaisis. Yeah? It's a Balaturim. Was ist schlecht? How about a Rekeach and Hilchas Chanukah? That the Ches Yomim is connected to Sukkos? How about the Noach HaShulchan? You like halacha? Noach HaShulchan and Alitvisha, so you can't. Noach HaShulchan, and he says this, he said, Zokta Noach HaShulchan, yeah. He says, Tam, Lezeh Mevuah B'Sefer HaShmonai. It has to do with what the Chashmonaim were trying to do. By the times of the Chashmonaim that the Yevonim were trying to do. They were trying to destroy Sukkos. Yeah? This is one that very few people know. But it's an Aruch HaShulchan, it's Halacha. And he brings it from where? From the Sefer Chashmonaim. It's the Midrashim that we have on Chanukah. That's why we have 8 days Chanukah, because it has to do with Sukkos. Idalach, kevem famishta. Sukkos hat zu tun mit Chanukah, mit Purim, mit Pesach, mit Chanukah. Okay, let me read a piece of it. One of the ikki yisaidis of Sukkos is silusa dememnusa. That's what it is. Sukkos is that a person knows that he's protected by the Eibishter. No, me'apshatav from them kemenhabim. What did the Yevonim trying to destroy? And the answer is they tried to destroy. And a Yid always knows silus emus that the Rebbeinu Shem is protecting him. And what was the Nes of Chanukah? It's fakel that the Rebbeinu Shloilam only is protecting. And this is the pshat that Yosef. Like we're going to speak as much time as allots us. The Inyan of Yosef is the semel of Bitachon. In a Shver Matziv, in a Gullus. That's what Yosef is about. We begin the parasha of Ahi Mikach Nasayim Yamim Upare Chaylim. Interesting. Does it say Upare Chaylam? Or does it say Upare Chaylim? Is dreaming. It should have said, Uparei Cholam, Echolimt. Well, it's made to Uparei Cholam, that he is. So, Uparei Achidush Nifla. Yeah. Chaim says he was dreaming like this for 2 straight years. Uparei Cholam. It didn't happen. Ahimi Kech, Sosayim Yomim. Hashtag, Uparei Cholam. That he started to have a dream. No. Upari chalam. Yede nachtote gecholot. All of a sudden it turned into a story. It took 2 years for it to turn into a story. Why? What? What took 2 years? There's a meir de gevart from the karetz. Hafle vefele. Nimei pinchis. Hafle vefele. Bring the meister from the Baal Shem. Deinem zayn talmidim. Bring him from the Magidim. Brings a story. That they were traveling and they were thirsty and there was no water. So the Baal Shem tells, Ha bitachin, Rebbeinu Shlom, the chicken das. No, kachave, they had bitachin, and some guy was passing by, and he says, by the way, I'm looking for 3 days already, I'm looking for my donkeys, for 3 days, maybe you could help me, vu vas ven. You have some water? Yeah. Okay, and he gave them the water. No, zog them the Baal Shem, hata naifte, ach zog, ha bitachin. Yeah. And you'll get the water. Frekte the Baal Shem, he asked the Baal Shem, but what's the pshat? He was traveling for 3 days like this. You're trying to tell me that the Rebbeinu Shem tzugeshikt a mensch to bring me water. But why was he for 3 days? And the answer is, der arachai. He brought this arachai. The Yeshua was already here, already 3 days in advance. All you have to do is have to be talking to get it, that's all. Matzmiach Yeshua, the Yeshua was here, it was all ready, all you needed, now you got it. And that's a Parei Cholam, the Zelma Zach. Parei Cholam, get it. We just needed for the time, we caged the Sayyim Yamin, to fix up the fact that there was a Chesar and a Bitachin by Yosef, which we have to speak about in a few minutes. The Mela, he got the Yeshua. Now, I must tell you over a pele dike shtickel from Alta from Kelim. Sazeh gishmak. It's so mamish beautiful. You know, like we said, Yosef is about bitachin. Chazal tell us, Ashe agever, Ashe yiftach b'Hashem. It's the last medrash in the parashas Vayeshev. Zu Yosef. It's Yosef. Atanais Yosef is the epitome, the sema, like we said, of bitach. Says the Alter von Kelim, Chachma Musa Chelek Aleph, Simin Kuf Zayin. You know, a person finally gets his moment with the king. Gets his moment with the king, yeah? And the king asks him to be Paisa the Chalim. What is the one word that Yosef uses to start the conversation? Biladai. Hatmash me. Doesn't have to do with me. Says the Alter von Kelim, Adavah Shapella. Could you imagine, for years, he's sitting in a jail, and he needs that the king should be nice, he should find favor. So the one thing he could have told the king was, Chakluga, you see? No, it's not me, I'm not a Kluga mensch. Not at all. Tatnish mit mir. Ruined all his chances. What are you doing? Have to be the words inside. He says, Ameir de Gezach. He's sitting in base Paitifar in jail, and Shteishan Beveis Hasoyar. Bekitzer, finally he gets out to talk to the king. And what does he tell him? Hey Shaloi Beladai. Targum Bar Min Chachmasi. It's not my wisdom at all. Who asked you to do that? What would be so bad if you just answered the question? What are you giving the information? What's the word I'm looking for? You? What are you offering the information for? Did Pari ask him it's you or not you? Just give the answer. I asked you, Pshat in the dream. What's the Pshat in the dream? I rub all the bases. Who asked you? That's the word. Volunteer. Who asked you to volunteer the information? Whoever mentioned that has to be chachma, not chachma. Did we have a discussion if it's my wisdom or it's not my wisdom? Was that even a discussion? Who asked you in English? Who asked you to open your? Okay. Who asked? And what did he say already? So the truth was zog pshat in the chalim. Avalei ratzah, he didn't want. Pan yitte parei shakala. If it brings out for 1 second in this situation that it's koichi vaitzim yadi iliyasi lachayim loy sovel zois das nish yosef kenish takit bar min chachmasi lechayrif sakter ein zemi kavod amelech bichlali. He was even doing a derogatory thing to the king. It's not, you think that's how you talk to a king? I call you, I need you. You know, I'm really nothing. I'm a bezoin to the king. You're making a bezoin out of the king. The covet of the Rebbeinu Shem to show it's not keichi ve'aitzim yadi. What do we say again in the Blushin? Shem Gadol by Lamecha. What was the Shem Gadol? Lecha Sisa. Shem Gadol by Lamecha. When Yid walks around, he shows that it has no Shaychus to him. We're completely bottled to the Eibush and his Kaychichts. That's Shlecha Sisa Shem Gadol by Lamecha. And that's only Bechinas Banim. And I want to tell you a little more, Rabbi Yisai. If you notice that when they took him out of the pit to go to the king, Vayiritsuhu min abayr. What does the word Vayiritsuhu mean? So either Vayiritsuhu means that they did it hastily, quickly. Sipurna says, Yeshua Sashem keherifat loshen ritzu. They rushed him. Other Rishayim, other Mefarshim, Fataych, Vayiritsuhu means that they had to uproot him from the bar, which means they took him and they brought him. So I saw a Meir de Gezach from David Pavarsky, Dachgeven Akelim from Rabbi Ruchem, he was from the Talmid of Rabbi Ruchem. He says, what's the Pshat Vayiritsuhu? He didn't run. Running means it's in his hands to go. He has now the mezakt. He's going to do an ishtadlis. No. The Rebbeinu Shem will take it. It's a meiridik at the Herabe. Hafle fella. Vayiritsu. He's not going. Go! You didn't go on your own. You were invited. You were told to go. So another guy already picks his rental up and he starts to run. No, no, no. I do no ishtadlis whatsoever. How about the lashon of the chayvus ha'levavos kegama la'imai? When you take the child from the crib, the child doesn't move. That's called bitachin. Bitachin is, I don't even move towards it. I just lay there on the tata tutals. He took a haircut. Why did he take a haircut? So Rashi points out he took a haircut because Kveda Malchus. Zayda told me over a Meiridik Avot, I don't remember, you know, it's been years already, but I don't remember if it was from the Alta of Slabotka, from the Alta from Kelim. It's one of the Bali Musa. Vazvil Rashi, what does Rashi want? And the answer is, Ananda nemt the haircut, and you know what he thinks to himself? If I look good, you know, sad. Nay. He took the haircut and he's thinking to himself, it's not going to make a difference of Kihuza. Well, as the Eibishter will, the design. And I'm taking the haircut because of what? Kveid HaMalchus. Let's go one step further. It's interesting, Chazal tell us, and I see the time, so we're going to end soon in a minute or so. It's interesting, Chazal tell us, Stir Dikazachin, that Yosef had Bitachin, while he didn't have Bitachin. He had Nusa, we all know the Beis Halevi, Lefi, his Kayach, and Bitachin. So he wasn't a Baal Beiteach by asking the Sarah Mashkim. So it has to do, because otherwise you're supposed to do Ishtadlis. Everybody heard this already. I'm here to tell you, I made it to Gezach from the Charkiv. It's one of the most classic Torahs of the Charkiv. The Charkiv says, what's the Pshat? Lezocha Sarah Mashkim, Chas Yosef Vayish Kochehu. Who is Vayishka Chayu? So Pasha is going back on the Sarah Mashkin. But the truth, the Pasuk says already. Loizacha Sarah Mashkin. You need to remember him. But what more do you need? I gedenkt him afalafila nishta. What do you have? Darf noch vergessen? He doesn't remember him. What's better? Not to remember the guy or to remember him to forget him? Which one? Tatzelt a Maisa. It's a very nice Maisa. There were two Gedalim. After the shiur, if you want, you'll come out and I'll tell you the names of the Gedalim. They used to bicker by the goodness of Harbonim. So one of them was getting up and screaming as there under Daphne Maruiz Varfim Daphmeyes, and he was getting so aggravated that other Rav that said so and so, it's so bad that you gotta throw him out. So they whispered in his ear, he's not here. Is bring the Marainu Varfta Maruiz. Got so angry with them, bring him in and throw him out, yeah. Habesa, he lacht. What's the pasuk? Loizacha Sarah Mashkim is Yosef. He didn't remember him, and he also forgot him. What's the happen? Forget him. You don't remember him. It's even better, no? Agutara? Okay. You ready for a little chesidish avot? Shalkev was big. So after Shalkev, Ayish Ka Chehu, he's not going on the Sarah Mashkim. Yosef made the Sarah Mashkim forget him. He was mispalled to the Eibishter. Please. I made a mistake. I asked him, I shouldn't have asked him. V'loisachar saramashkin. Vayishkochehu. He made him forget Yosef. Because he didn't want to have anything to do with the ishtadlis of this person. Huh? He said he first. Sagutavat. You know, sometimes avat is good. Let it be. Let it be. Okay. Akal panim, what's the musaf? What's the musaf? The musaf is pashat. Yimei simcha. We live in difficult. Everybody has difficult. We live in difficult times. The one thing that's guaranteed to bring simcha is bitachin in Rabbeinu Shleilam. And what's the bitachin? Kigama Le'ima, your children, and he's the father. So, and with that chavivus and that warmth, we have moyudik environment. It's a certain love that Rabbi Yisrael has with us, and we feel it, and that brings us simcha. And that's the avodah. That is the avodah of Chanukah. To feel the banecha, to work on the banecha, gam alayimai, and that brings the simcha of Chanukah. I wish you all a freilcha, simcha de Chanukah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.